Hi, it's Mark Bittman, and welcome to Food. As always, you can reach out to us at food@markbittman.com. We'd love to hear from you. Anything you want to say, we'd like to hear, and we will respond. Consider, too, please, subscribing to our newsletter, The Bittman Project, at bittmanproject.com. In fact, right now, you could go to bittmanproject.com and read about Kate's newest cooking-for-yourself revelation, the one-egg omelet. Everyone is making them. I'm not even kidding. That's bittmanproject.com. And of course, subscribe to this podcast, Food with Mark Bittman, wherever you get your podcasts, and rate us highly, please. Okay, see you in a bit.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Have you ever bought something, owned something that really inspired you to up your game? A tennis racket, a new pair of running shoes, a new piece of cooking equipment that made you just want to cook your brains out? I know that when I first started cooking on induction burners, I just couldn't stop. It was so much fun. When we own exceptional things, they inspire us to do exceptional things. The all-new Lexus GX has an exceptional capability that will have you seeing possibilities you never knew existed. Its advanced technology and luxurious interior mean that wherever you go, you'll never go without. Some of the features that are available on this car include Dynamic Sky Panorama Glass Roof, Front Row Massaging Seats, you know you want that, available 33-inch all-terrain tires, which you will want when you check out the Multi-Terrain Select. These are really great features, the kind of features that will make you proud and happy to own a Lexus GX. Live up to the all-new Lexus GX. Luxury beyond limits. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. Just about a year ago, we released the revised version of How to Cook Everything Fast. The original, which was released in 2014, remains a favorite of many people, including me, and including this guy I met the other night who brought it over for me to sign and was like, this is the best book ever. It is an amazing book. It was developed to help people incorporate their cooking prep time into the actual cooking process rather than setting aside extra time ahead of cooking. That is, rather than doing prep or mise en place. And that's the way most experienced home cooks cook, is to do mise en place and start cooking at the same time. And that's what Fast was based on. And the book was well received originally, but the new version has a lot of the beloved recipes from the first, but also some new ones. And it's just in general more modern. It's actually faster. It takes our eating evolutions into account. There are more vegetables, more global flavors, more talk about where our food comes from. Kate interviewed me and my colleague slash co-writer, Carrie Conan, who you may know from her excellent cooking columns on The Bittman Project and who plays a pivotal role in producing our cookbooks. Here's that conversation revisited. It's really fun.
Mark and Carrie, I'm here with the two of you today to discuss the new updated edition of How to Cook Everything Fast, which is a real favorite among a lot of my loved ones who have many go-to recipes from this book. What makes this book different is a streamlined recipe style that captures what you call real-time cooking. Carrie, can you explain what real-time cooking is?
Well, I think that what we're trying to capture is the fluidity of the action in the kitchen, so that instead of doing all the preparation first and then going to the stove or the oven, you actually, you know, put a little oil in the pan and chop the onion and put it in the pan and stir it around and let it sizzle. And then maybe you'll turn it down and go wash some spinach. And then maybe you'll chop some chicken thighs to put in the stir fry. And there's action going all the time. That's why we call it real-time cooking. And there's not really, you know, there's a little bit of downtime naturally in cooking, and we wanted to make the most efficient use of it. And that's really the best way to cook fast is our position.
Yeah, the best way to cook fast is to learn how to cook intuitively. And this is a book that tries to teach non-cooks how real cooks do their cooking. And, you know, the restaurant model that became so popular of doing mise en place sort of assumes that you have an assistant or two to do the mise en place, and then you just stand in front of the stove, put everything together, which of course is ideal. If you have an assistant, you don't need how to cook everything fast, but no one does. And the thing is that, as Carrie said, cooking is a dance. Cooking is choreographed. And if you learn how to go in the kitchen, put water to a boil, heat oil in a pan, start chopping something, etc., as Carrie just described, you kill a lot of the downtime. You eliminate a lot of the downtime. You're just always doing something. And it works. And, you know, this is the kind of cooking that can teach people how not to use recipes. I think that's the goal. The ideas are great. And our recipes, as usual, are, I mean, modesty aside, they're creative and they're flavorful and they're really varied, plant forward, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But this is a book about learning a way to cook that will last you the rest of your life.
So I am guilty of sort of enjoying the process of mise en place, and I have a little bit of a panic sometimes if I don't do it. But you have the myth of mise en place. And what do you say to people like me who are getting all our ingredients ready before we start cooking?
Well, you can still do that with this book if you want. You can still go through the blue section of the directions and do all the prep first. So maybe that's a way to ease you into it. You know, like just try doing parts of in advance and then gradually wean yourself off of mise en place. But what we call, why we call it the myth of mise en place is because just because you have everything in your plate, in its place, that could take you half an hour to do all that prep work and get it situated in little bowls or whatever, you know, on five different cutting boards or however you end up doing that. And you end up dirtying more dishes, and then you're just standing around for 10 minutes while something simmers, or maybe you're making a salad or helping your kid with the homework or something fun like that. But I don't know, we want to keep you busy for the whole 30 minutes and then sit down.
I mean, you can cook whatever way you're comfortable, but if you want to cook fast, this is the way to cook fast. I mean, what you're describing, Kate, is what you're comfortable with, and no one's going to argue with that, but it may take you 45 minutes to do something that if you used our approach would take you 30.
A lot of it is just that I don't know cook times and heat management as well as you both. So if I get to a place in the cooking and if the fire's hot and the aromatics are going and I realize that I don't have the next ingredient yet, I freak out, which, like, you know, I could just take the pot off the heat, but yes. I'd rather freak out. So I think a lot of it is just sort of, it does, like, it can ease you into learning that stuff in a more organic way.
Mark talks in the book about managing the heat and the time and trying to feel more comfortable. Like you just said, just turn it down or take it off the heat. It's not going to hurt anything.
I mean, there could be a whole book about just taking the friggin' pot off the heat. Like, I do it all the time and I'm like, oh, I just saved dinner.
I mean,
it's,
I think
that revolutionary, but I'm always like, oh, thank God I can do that.
It could be a whole book about relaxing and not freaking out.
Right. Well,
I mean, Julia used to say the great thing about cooking was you get to eat your mistakes. I mean, I burned the toast this morning. It happens.
So the first edition of this book was developed more than a decade ago. It was published in 2014. And the story of how the book evolved is interesting, and it's a good way to describe what makes the new version so updated and how you two work together, which is like a well-oiled machine. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
The first edition didn't have, it had the prep and cook idea, which we always envisioned would capture this real-time cooking thing. And we had many, many discussions about it with the publisher and our editor and amongst ourselves, and many fits and starts trying sample recipes and how they would, you know, how they would flow and how they would look visually. And we also, in the first edition, we determined that 30 minutes, 45 minutes, and even up to an hour could still be fast. And so for the second edition, we cut a lot of those recipes out, added a lot more variations, and kept it everything under 30 minutes. That seemed really important. And it was actually, you know, easy to do.
Well, the other thing is that the first book, because we didn't limit everything to 30 minutes and because we got carried away, it doesn't look fast and it doesn't feel fast. In fact, it's the biggest, fastest book we've ever done, and it weighs about 14 pounds and has, I don't know, 1,200 pages or something ridiculous. I mean, so now it's a little slimmed down. Everything is under 30 minutes. There are photographs, which are beautiful. And as Carrie said, it is because in the last 10 years, so much has changed in cooking. It is much more plant-forward. There's a lot of dishes where meat is used as a condiment or meat is just drastically reduced. A lot of dishes that are vegetarian or vegan or again, with tiny little bits of meat. And I think that's how our books have been for the last few years, and that's how they'll continue to be. But I don't know that the comparison between the old one and the new one is that important, since we're going to take the old one out of circulation. And it's not like people are going to make a choice. The new book stands on its own. It feels nimble. It feels fast. It looks fast. I think it's much more, I mean, sometimes you have to do things twice to get them right. I think it's much more on target than the first one was.
Yeah, the photographs, there's about 130 photographs, so almost everything is captured that way. And also the design of the first book was really lovely, but very luxurious and stretched out. And this is a little more compact, and which also lends to making the recipes efficient.
Okay, stay tuned for more from Kate, Carrie, and me.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hi, folks. We have a new sponsor and an interesting one. We all take about 20,000 breaths a day, and Americans spend about 90% of our time indoors. That indoor air that we breathe can be up to 100 times more polluted than outdoor air, according to the EPA. And indoor air pollutants can cause respiratory symptoms like sneezing, congestion, scratchy throat, and even more serious health problems like lung and heart disease. So, what's the solution? Introducing Air Doctor, the air purifier that filters out 99.99% of dangerous contaminants so your lungs don't have to. This includes allergens, pollen, pet dander, dust mites, mold spores, and even bacteria and viruses. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund. Head to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code BITMAN, B-I-T-T-M-A-N, and you'll receive up to $300 off air purifiers. Exclusive to our listeners, you will also receive a free 3-year warranty on any unit, which is an additional $84 value. Lock in this special offer by going to airdoctorpro.com. That's AirDoctorPro.com and use the promo code BITMAN. Have you ever bought something, owned something that really inspired you to up your game? A tennis racket, a new pair of running shoes, a new piece of cooking equipment that made you just want to cook your brains out? I know that when I first started cooking on induction burners, I just couldn't stop. It was so much fun. When we own exceptional things, they inspire us to do exceptional things. The all-new Lexus GX has an exceptional capability that will have you seeing possibilities you never knew existed. Its advanced technology and luxurious interior mean that wherever you go, you'll never go without. Some of the features that are available on this car include Dynamic Sky Panorama Glass Roof, Front Row Massaging Seats, you know you want that. Available 33-inch all-terrain tires, which you will want when you check out the multi-terrain select. These are really great features, the kind of features that will make you proud and happy to own a Lexus GX. Live up to the all-new Lexus GX, luxury beyond limits. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer.
Since you're mentioning recipes, you know, I'm curious about how you decided what to keep and what you decided to change. But I'm also curious about one dish, vegetable driven. Are there sides? Are there snacks? That kind of stuff.
Oh, yes. All the dishes, dish categories, meal opportunities are covered. There's soup, salad, you know, the usual chapters, appetizers. We have a whole chapter of fast breakfasts, which really, you know, sure, you can cook them on the weekend, but there's a lot you can also cook on the weekdays that you would be quite amazed with. And then we have at the end of the book is components and sides so that there's recipes that aren't necessarily fast, but you can do before, during, or after, like chicken stock and vegetable stock and scrambled eggs, hard-boiled eggs. Those are like the component type things. And then we also have desserts.
I think some of the recipes are going to sound very familiar. White bean and ham gratin or salmon and asparagus kind of thing. But the techniques are different. The techniques and ingredients are, or amounts of ingredients are different than traditional. And then there's stuff that's, you know, if not revolutionary, it's more contemporary sounding and more innovative. There's a tofu and cauliflower dish that's fabulous. There's cauliflower polenta, you know, this new thing or newish thing of using cauliflower as if it were a grain. There's a very updated sort of paella with couscous. It's just a lot of different. And the fact that these can be done in 30 minutes, I think makes this just a great weeknight cooking book.
Agreed. One of my favorites is the reverse risotto also, which is kind of impossibly done in 30 minutes. And there's a lot of opportunity for variation with that once you learn the technique.
Is it easier than regular risotto? Less intimidating, I should say?
Yes, because you don't stir the whole time. You just set the rice, the short grain rice, you know, either it's arborio or cannaroli, and you just set it to boil in a lot of water, and then you work on the topping, and you stir the topping and the cheese into the cooked rice. And the rice isn't, it's just cooked, it's cooked perfectly, but you flavor it in the reverse direction. if that makes sense. Like you cook the aromatics and stuff and add them in. So you're not stirring the rice the whole time. And it's kind of shocking how it works.
Does work.
Carrie, do you want to talk about the photo shoot?
We worked the same team that did the Bitman Bread book. It's kind of unbelievable, but we actually cook like a minimum of 8 or 9, many days, 10 or 11 dishes a day in just a regular, normal 9-to-5 photo shoot. Not frantic, you know, that, I mean, part of it's because all of them take less than 30 minutes. And we've used almost all natural light, I think, except for the cover, even in October in Seattle, which is no small feat.
How long does it take to style a dish?
As soon as possible, as quickly as possible. So maybe it's on set 5 or 10 minutes. 5 or 10 minutes is the usual.
I mean, I think the fact that they were shooting 10 a day, 8 or 10 a day, a normal photo shoot. In the old days, anyway, if you got two dishes in a day, you were doing, you were sort of on schedule. I mean, this is really natural. This is very natural. And you see it as soon as you look at it. It's beautiful photography. But it's very naturalist. I mean, I really like these photos. I'm looking at the chicken parm, which is sort of the example dish that I don't know why we didn't think of it before, but it's always what I talk about when I talk about this book, because it's a sheet pan dish, so it does two things that other chicken parms don't do. It uses the broiler and it uses a sheet pan, and it sort of assembles the thing as you're going along. It works really well. But that photo is so appetizing, and it's just, you know, beautifully browned mozz and parm and breadcrumbs and bright red tomatoes. And it just looks like real food, and you want to eat it and you want to make it.
I just have one more question for you guys. And I think you know what it is.
Uh-oh.
What did you have for dinner last night? And I know what Mark had because I was with him.
You guys go first.
Well, I went down to Kate's house with a full backpack of food, although I forgot a couple things, so we had to go shopping. I still don't know where those things are. I have to go look. But I had some notion, because I had chicken stock, I wanted to make, you know, chicken and vegetable stew. So that's what we did. And that was... I mean, that was a perfect example of a fast recipe. Of course, it did require that you had chicken stock, but I walked into the kitchen, I put oil in a pan, I chopped leeks, I put leeks in the oil, I chopped carrots, I put carrots in with the leeks, I peeled potatoes, small ones, I put them in whole with the leeks. I can't remember if there were any other vegetables in there. I threw in a couple of handfuls of rice, I stirred that up, I threw in the stock, I threw in the chicken thighs, I put the cover on. More or less walked away for a half an hour. Or I made delicata squash in another pan while it was happening. So that's what we had. Chicken stew, salad, delicata squash. It was really, we kept saying it was like the flavor. I mean, it was really like it tasted really, really good. I think, you know, if you cook with stock, it tends to taste good. So, yeah, it was a successful little meal. Nick, Kate's husband, ate, I don't know, as much as me and Kate put together, maybe more.
Did you have bread on the side?
He's a growing lad. We did have bread on the side. My new health bread with ground flax seeds in it. Yeah.
He always eats more than everybody. He's about twice as big as everybody. And I feel like I don't ever make enough food for him. And then he's like, oh, I didn't eat everything because I wanted to make sure you had leftovers for lunch. And I'm like, dude, you can't starve yourself so that I have leftovers. And he said, yeah, but then I'm eating 75% of our food. It's like, it's fine.
Wait till your son is a teenager. But by then, Nick will have slowed down, I think. Nick is like 6'5 or 6'6 or something. So he's a large person.
Carrie?
Oh, I had to make a couple batches last week of pumpkin spice rice for the Bitman project. And I tried it a couple different ways and I came out with one way that I really loved it. So I had a lot of leftover pumpkin spice rice. And so we had pork chops and with pan sauce, like little thin pork chops, same deal. I just seared them, you know, and then just added some aromatics. And I still have, you know, garlic and ginger and lots of lemon juice and water and soy sauce, which is totally my quick pan sauce. And we have lots of herbs still in the garden. So I had chopped shiso and Thai basil in there too.
Mm.
It was quite good.
Pumpkin spice rice. I kind of can't wait to see what that's like.
Does it have pumpkin in it?
There is a little pumpkin in it. Optional.
Thank God.
Because you have to open a can of pumpkin to just get one. That was the mistake I was making the first two rounds, too much pumpkin. So you stir the pumpkin in at the end with butter.
It sounds great.
Yeah. And then it's got all the pumpkin spices cooked with the rice, like rice pilaf.
The pumpkin spice trend is out of control right now.
I don't like it.
That's why I did this, because it's like a joke.
Okay, as long as it's a joke. But you couldn't you like go to Starbucks and get a pumpkin spice latte and pour it into some rice and just cook that? That would be pretty funny.
Maybe if you want to stay up all night.
Sure. It would be a dessert.
Right, because it probably
this
has
isn't sweet.
87
this isn't
grams
sweet
of sugar.
Yeah, this isn't sweet. Yeah, it's kind of like, wouldn't you rather eat pumpkin spice rice than a latte?
Yeah, no, it's actually, I'm sure it's good.
It is good.
Mark, Carrie, thank you. I love talking to you both. It's always really fun.
Thank you. Thank you, Mark.
It was fun. I love doing this. Look forward to the next time. I'd like to give you a seasonally appropriate, if not culturally genuine, recipe today for spinach carbonara, which, in fairness, we kind of made up, but we really like. It's a typical carbonara, but a meatless alternative that uses spinach instead of bacon. Not that spinach is a particularly common substitute for bacon, but this is a really good dish. It works well with escarole and kale and mustard greens and chard, broccoli rabe for that matter. Just don't use the thickest stems or cut them up and parboil them for a second first. So the ingredients, and I will go through this while we're cooking also, but the ingredients are salt, olive oil, 3 tablespoons, about 1 pound of spinach, 2 cloves of garlic, 1 pound of long pasta, 3 eggs, and about 1 cup of grated Parmesan. Oh, and black pepper, lots. So bring a large pot of water to a boil and salt it. Put the 3 tablespoons of olive oil in a large skillet over low heat, and meanwhile, trim the spinach or other greens of any very thick stems. Raise the heat and wash those greens and dry them. Raise the heat under the skillet to medium high, and then cook the spinach, adding like a handful at a time. Don't add it all at once and just stir. It'll wilt immediately. So keep adding spinach and stirring until it's all wilted. That'll take about 5 minutes. Peel and chop a couple of garlic cloves and add them to the skillet along with the spinach. When all of that is tender, turn off the heat. And when the water boils, add the pasta and cook, stirring occasionally. Start tasting it after about 5 minutes for doneness. Meanwhile, crack the eggs. That's 3 eggs into a bowl and add the Parmesan to that. Sprinkle with a little bit of salt and a lot of black pepper and whisk with a fork to combine. And then when the pasta is tender but not mushy, you know, that perfect moment, drain it. Reserve a little of the cooking water, 1/2 cup or 1 cup, and add the pasta to the spinach in the pan and then pour in the egg mixture and toss. Add a splash of that cooking water if you want a slightly looser sauce. Then taste and adjust the seasoning and serve. I think you'll like that. Thank you to Kate and Carrie for chatting with me about fast. I hope you're feeling inspired. Get yourself into the kitchen and make millet with curried cauliflower, spinach carbonara, noodles with minty scallion sauce. Oh, I love that. And sliced chicken. They're all in there. And so much more. Thanks too to Kate for producing the show. And as usual, to our wonderful engineer, Davis Lloyd. The reason this sounds so good is because Davis knows what he's doing. Thank you for listening. And come back next week when we will have somebody amazing. Bye for now.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style. Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.